This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, what's so funny about peace, love, and the Grammys? But first, at any moment, thousands of people are online chatting, posting messages on bulletin boards, remarking on everything from public radio to pornography. This torrent of data doesn't usually amount to anything larger than separate conversations happening in separate places. But recently, two New York artists set out to capture dialogue and other communication as it unfolds on the web, moment by moment, then funnel it into a room to see and to hear how it all adds up. Reporter Jad Aboumrad visited their recent exhibition, Listening Post, at the Whitney Museum of American Art in New York City.
Silently, about 30 people stare at a concave wall of rectangles which hang from the ceiling by wire and seem to float in the darkness. The rectangles are miniature display screens, 231 in all, each the size of a Hershey bar, and for the moment, the screens are dark. Then, green text sweeps in from right to left across all screens simultaneously, like a giant curtain of words. And then again, the successive waves leave behind hundreds of conversational fragments that begin to flash and pulse, and, a few minutes later, speak.
Are you a female?
The room soon fills with computer-generated voices dictating what's on the screens.
Step down. You are the worst leader America has ever had. Take chicken or brush with you. His radio show is late.
I truly think this space program as we know it will be put on the back burner for
quite. I bet you are a very nice girl.
Sex, the space shuttle, the war on terror, everything that is obsessing the internet at that moment enters the room in a ceaseless stream of text and sound, at a pace that some visitors find disorienting.
I'm kind of sensitive to motion, so it made me a little dizzy, actually.
To others, standing at the listening post is mind-expanding.
It's like the first astronaut who saw the planet from outer space and said it's really the most beautiful thing and it's one planet.
I know who it is now, Grace.
How are you, Smash?
It's interesting that the reference to looking at the Earth from, you know, from space, because we're not really looking at a physical thing here.
Mark Hansen is a statistician at UCLA. Behind the scenes, his software robots crawl the web, like Google, gathering messages from thousands of chat rooms and bulletin boards. The massive raw text is then passed on to a set of computers, which clean up punctuation and sift through looking for word associations. Then, different computers organize the cleaned up text into visual scenes, which Mark choreographs with artist Ben Rubin.
Consciously, we have tried to create a piece that does zoom out in the way that that visitor described, give the wide view of sort of the mass of all this language as a whole, but it also tries to zoom in and keep it rooted in the specifics of what people are saying.
The zooming in feeling is most palpable during a scene Ben and Mark call I Am. They both say that during the scene they like to watch the people in the room, watching the screens. Unlike the other scenes, which are close to real time, this one is generated from the previous day's posts.
I am. I am.
The screens begin blank. And then, one by one, that phrase begins to appear.
Part of this came from looking at the data stream and how people's posts tended to start. Usually, welcome back is how most of the posts start. And then next is I am, or I'm, or the letter I and the letter M.
I am. I'm 18. I am 55. I am not American.
And so it kind of says something about people in these spaces and how their conversations are going.
Each of these posts, they kind of invite you to extrapolate, you know, what is the story of which this thought is some piece of the middle.
I'm a student. I am calling the state police. I am sexy, but not mature.
What do they mean? What is the context? Who are they talking to? What is this in response to?
I am Satan. I'm a good babysitter. I'm a superhero. I'm cooking now for my son. I am.
Each I Am proclamation represents a person, somewhere in the world, sitting in a room, typing, and it is an unstoppable instinct to imagine that person, to connect with them, who they might be. And this, says Ben Rubin, is the point.
This piece is about listening, you know, it's about listening to, in some way, various takes on what you could call the zeitgeist or the pulse. You know, it's interesting, as an artist right now, with the whole prospect of war, it's a very difficult thing to know how to conceive of a response. And in a sense, this piece has no political message per se, but it is listening.
I'm listening.
It is at least an open space.
I'm always willing to help. I'm from Virginia. I am alive.
The listening post remains open through March 9th at the Whitney Museum. For NPR News, I'm Jad Abumrad in New York.